Live. We are launching at hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, we give it away free at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we go back to Lou in Florida listening to WFTL. Lou, you're back. You were making an allegation right before we went away that it was all my fault that Obama got elected.
Yes, can I make a point? Every time in American history when the more conservative of the parties takes control and we allow the free market types, the free market fundamentalists, to take over the party.
Wait. What free market fundamentalists took over what party?
Let me give you an example. In the 1890s, when the Republicans, during the Gilded Age, when the Republicans were taken over by the free market types, okay, there was a reaction called populism and progressivism. In the 1920s, when we allowed, the Roaring Twenties, when we allowed the free market fundamentalists to take over, there was a reaction, and we got Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Well, and in the 1990s, when the free market crazies took over, now we have Barack Obama to deal
what
with.
What world are you living in, Lou? I mean, where are you getting your history from?
Listen, Ian, you're a nice guy, but you don't know your history.
I'm not claiming to be a historian. I can tell you, though, I've lived through the 90s and the aughts, and the people that took over in the 1990s, the Republicans, were nothing like free market people. They have no allegiance whatsoever to the free market or in any way any principles of non-aggression or liberty.
All this free trade that we have with China and all this open border stuff that we have with Mexico,
Lou?
You need to tell me it's not a result.
Hold on a second. Is there free trade with Cuba?
That's a different thing.
Can you answer my question?
No, there's not.
There's no free market, Lou.
Oh, it's a very open market.
You and I know that is nonsense, Lou. There is no open market when the government sucks off 50% of your income every single year, when the government has trillions upon trillions of dollars worth of regulations that are applying to industries across the country at the state, federal, and local levels. There is nothing like a free market in this country, nor has there been for the longest time.
And, Lou, you can't have free trade while you have a fiat currency. You can't have it because the government controls the value of money.
As usual, Lou, you've got absolutely nothing. But go ahead, give me another point.
No, but I'm saying the claim that I'm making is, the idea that I have is the reaction, the reason a person like Barack Obama was elected is the reaction to this free trade ideology.
There is no free trade ideology.
Who would you have preferred to see elected, Lou?
Who would I have preferred?
Tancredo, right?
Tancredo, yeah.
Yeah. Tancredo is a free market guy.
No, he's not. He doesn't believe in that in totally open borders the way you guys do.
You're joking, right, Mark?
No, totally open borders include people coming across them. But Tancredo has always been sort of an economic conservative kind of guy who, wants to see free trade among...
He's more of a social conservative as opposed to the free market, like the libertarian types.
Yeah, he's definitely a social conservative. However, he's pretty conservative on economic issues too.
Look, this whole burn-up that we had on Wall Street, I blame it on people like you. We had no regulation in Wall Street.
I don't know.
I can totally see why people do that, Lou. I get it. I understand why people blame, the libertarian types.
Where were the regulations when we needed them? You guys are against regulation.
I am, absolutely.
I'm in favor of third-party certification.
I'm against, I'm for third-party certification and against regulations. Wait, Lou, let me explain. Before you go on the total offensive here, I don't think that you can take cherry-pick which regulations to take off, and, I don't think that the government can, because the government is there to reward their friends and punish their enemies. So they're going to let the big guys decide which they're going to decide which regulations to take off, so that therefore they only regulate out competition, which is what they did in the Wall Wall Street situation.
Ian, there was no free market in the world on Wall Street. Anyone could have entered that market.
Actually, you're wrong again, Lou. Hong Kong wins year after year in the Economic Freedom Index. There are a couple different Economic Freedom Indexes out there. Hong Kong and Singapore beat the pants off of the United States.
But listen, Ian, do you understand the concept of the credit default swap, how that thing worked?
No, I don't.
Do you think it was overregulated or underregulated?
I think any government is bad.
I think people told lies. And I think that telling lies and when somebody loses money is fraud.
No, but the instrument, the financial instrument of the credit default swap,
right.
Do you think it was overregulated or underregulated?
Well, I think that it came about because of, you know, the fact that there were all these regulations in place and they weren't able to trade freely.
Mark, if you were honest, you would admit that there was not enough regulation on Wall Street.
No, I do not. I will not admit that at being honest. What I'm telling you is I believe that the transparency doesn't exist currently because of the laws, because the people who have the power are the same people who are stealing the money currently.
I just don't understand how you can live in this world, Lou, where you can tell yourself lies like there are no regulations. It's a free market. I mean, what kind of a fantasy are you living in?
Ian, you'll need to tell me that Wall Street was overregulated.
I don't know anything about Wall Street, Lou. I don't live there. I don't work there. I don't claim to be an expert. But I know that wherever there is any sort of government regulation, I have a problem with it, and I'll oppose it. And I know there is regulation down there. There's regulation all over this country.
As for Wall Street, I think people should be able to gamble their money in any way they wish, whether that's on dice or cards or people or bankers telling them lies.
How does it – what now?
It affects the countries.
How does whether you win or lose on Apple stock?
It affects the country because –
let me explain this to you.
It only affects the country.
When we created collateralized CMOs. You know,
I didn't create that.
They said
you created
collateralized
that?
Mortgage obligation.
I didn't create that. Did you?
Look, man, people's 401ks, which are regulated into stocks, these mutual funds, they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for government regulation in the first place.
Thanks, Lou.
People would be putting their money in real stuff, like gold and silver and commodities that they could touch.
I think Lou believes, and thank you for the call, Lou. I think Lou believes, you know, in the old Goebbels propaganda method. You know, if you just keep repeating the same lie over and over again, people will start to believe it.
He's sort of
yeah,
right, Ian.
It was a free market in America, no regulations.
He's kind of right that when you deregulate, as opposed to getting rid of all the regulations, because I don't think there should be any regulations, because the government is just, you know, it's just setting up rules that benefit the rich guys over the poor guys. That's
what typically what deregulation does.
Well, right. Deregulation is just cherry picking off which regulations they want to get, you know, that the big guys want to get rid of.
And then to call that
a free market is wrong.
Yeah.
That's just a market that's set up by rich people for rich people. And look, my God, the rich people stayed rich. The poor people are having to give them money in order to keep them in business. They're too big to fail.
And now the Democrats are going to help their rich buddies, just like the Republicans help their rich buddies. It's always the same.
See, that's the lie the Democrats tell. The Republicans lie about believing in free markets. Mm-hmm. The Democrats lie about being there for the little guy.
Great point. Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Bruce, listening to WFLA in Florida. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live. Bruce, you are on the air. Got to turn that radio down back there, or that party down, whichever one that is.
There we go.
All right, Bruce, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to talk about the global warming. You mentioned that it doesn't really warm, but you haven't seen convincing evidence. Well, you know how your house has windows and you can let the breeze go through it if you open them up and everything airs out?
Yeah. Feels nice.
Well, unfortunately, you can't do that with Earth. And when you take fossil fuel out of the ground and you ignite it and explode it times 2 trillion cylinders nonstop every day, naturally, you're going to warm up the planet.
Why is that natural? I mean, that's a non sequitur. I do understand that there's a lot of stuff being combusted, and when you burn things, like there would be these huge forest fires, if man didn't exist, there'd be huge forest fires sweeping across the globe, releasing carbon into the air. So what's the difference in man, combusting petroleum, products as opposed to these huge sweeping forest fires?
The heat caused by petroleum products is 10 times more impacting than all the forest fires on the planet, number one.
Yeah, but there's not nearly as many cars as there are trees.
Let's take facts, folks.
We can sit here and we're going to let you come back and talk about this a little bit more because you didn't have much time. But instead of debating over what's causing what and, you know, how many explosions is equivalent to a forest fire, instead of debating over that, I'd like to know what he wants to do about it. Let's say that it's true. Let's say that mankind is increasing the temperature of the Earth through its use of the combustion engine. What's your conclusion, Bruce? What would your solution be to that perceived problem? 1-800-259-9231. So we'll presume, for the sake of the argument, that Bruce is correct and that the globe is warming. Okay, now what? It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Hello, this is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. We're talking about the President's stimulus package. Another bit of extension would be the $200 billion of these funds to be given to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to make more loans so they can reset loans for people who shouldn't have had them in the first place.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Being able to reset loans and allow new loans allows Americans who have done the right thing to pay for housing for those who should never have had homes in the first place. As our president says, in the end, all of us are paying a price for this mortgage crisis. We should have added each according to his ability and each according to his means, like they have a Marxist solution.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Great ways to get the show into more ears around the world, most of them completely free or very low cost. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Not only is participation free, but IHS also even is covering your meals and your housing. Seminars are for those who are simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those who are passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and get registered today. The deadline for registration for the summer's sessions are March 31st. That's libertarianseminars.com. We continue with your phone calls. Bruce in Florida, listening to WFLA. Now, Bruce, you were talking about global warming. It sounded to me like you were making the case for global warming. And so I said, instead of you guys arguing over how many explosions is equivalent to a forest fire, let's talk about what you see as the solution. I mean, if you believe the globe is being warmed by the combustion engine and other human efforts, what do you see as the solution, Bruce? Bruce?
Hello?
Hey, Bruce, did you hear my question? The question is, what do you see as a solution? If you are saying that global warming is a reality, what is Bruce's solution?
Well, I will give you my solution, but first let me introduce my reasoning. You know, Rockefeller, the people who owned Standard Oil originally, he was recently exposed by one of his buddies who was a filmmaker. We eventually split up with him because he was talking about too much stuff and he didn't like what he heard. Rockefeller was bragging about how we're going to go into Kuwait and go into Iran and go into Iraq, how the trade towers are going to be a conduit to a war. And the guy says, well, what about all these people that are going to die and get killed and everything? And Rockefeller says, what do you care about these people? Just worry about yourself and your family. Well, first of all, we gotta counter this man who's literally in charge of our country, Rockefeller. And we can only counter him with a media elite celebrity, such as the author of LeninMurderTruth.com.
That is awesome.
You, I think, are the best crank caller we have on this show.
But I'm not a crank.
It's fine.
Oh, but it seems like a crank, and it's the most effective crank I've heard in a long time.
Plug your site.
Go ahead. Yeah, you win that one. Go ahead.
LeninMurderTruth.com.
All right, thanks for the call.
Well, you got to tell people what it is.
Well, he believes that John Lennon was murdered by Stephen King. You didn't know that?
At the behest of Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon, and the way he figured it out was by going through the
Time Magazine
and looking at the headlines and pulling the words out and kind of playing Scrabble with them.
He says he's not a crank caller, but that's the definition of a great crank. In my opinion, you call as someone who you are not, and you get the host to believe your position.
Yep.
So we continue, and we will talk to, let's see, who's next? Is it Will? No, Will's gone. Let's try instead Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to preface this point by saying that it's a personal position. It's not that I would advocate using force to change this in any way, but I still think it's a human tragedy in the medical field. Basic economics teaches us that there is buyer demand and also seller demand.
Mm-hmm.
To simplify that quickly, in the medical field, whether there was regulation like there is now or there was lack of regulation, and you get this argument a lot with doctors. Well, the reason these fees are so high, the reason the surgical procedures are so high is because, insurance, liabilities, I could be sued. I've got a secretary. I've got overhead, et cetera,
sure,
et cetera, et cetera. But when it all comes down to it, that doctor is still driving around in a brand new Cadillac and living in a house, bigger, than Walmart. So, especially in the specialized field. So, you would argue that in medical technology, you have what is called an oligopoly in economics, which is a small number of entrepreneurs control the market. And since
I'd say there's no doubt about that. Yep.
There is an excess amount of buyer demand for their product. If I walk into a doctor's office, which I have recently, and said, okay, I need this surgery to live a more comfortable life. And he says, well, that's going to be $40,000. And I say, well, which I could say this, well, I'll have $30,000. I'll give you $5,000. He's going to laugh me out of his office because
right,
he's got 12 more people behind me that, will possibly have the money to pay him so he can continue to drive his Cadillac and live in his 4,000 square foot house. So to me, it's a tragedy, and I said I wouldn't advocate force to change it because
well, of course not. Force would never change that situation. It's force that's gotten us into that situation, and the force
now, to an extent. But at the same time, there is no regulation that says a doctor has to charge me $300, which was the case. $300 just to sit and talk, give counsel on.
Right, but there is a regulation that says that people can't get into the marketplace and compete with that doctor without jumping through all the hoops that the union in place, which we'll call
the AMA,
the union in place says is required. I mean, there's all kinds of health practitioners out there that could, provide you with the services, but they can't do it legally. There's, nurse practitioners. There's some nurses that could do it.
And I'm not discounting those guys, and I'm not discounting the guy on the street that could say, hey, I think I'll open up a surgery business. But I am attacking personally the specialized field or the individuals. For example, let's say surgeons. This guy could say, you know what? I feel like a jerk for taking advantage of people because I'm driving around in a car, costs more than most people's houses.
You know what? Before you go on, I hope there's a doctor listening who can call in and respond to this, because one of the other factors that you're looking at here, you're saying these guys are jerks because they're driving fancy cars and they're out playing golf on the weekends, and I would say that if they're helping people feel better, then they deserve to be enjoying a nice life. And what I'd also like to point out is that in order to become a doctor, and you touched on this earlier, the costs are pretty tremendous. I mean, there is a lot of school that's involved. There is the cost involved in opening up your own office and jumping through whatever regulatory hoops exist, the insurance and malpractice, all of that. Those costs have to be recouped, and then there's also the paperwork costs. I mean, these guys have to hire staff members that just fill out paperwork. So the overhead is pretty tremendous as it is, and so you have to be able to make your money back on the business that you're doing, which is one of the reasons why the costs are so expensive. And then you factor in the point that you also made, that there's very little competition, and that's because of what Mark was talking about, because the marketplace is intentionally restricted by the union and by their buddies in government to prevent people from coming in from the outside with maybe a little bit less training, maybe with a nurse level training, but it can still handle the problems. So all of your analysis is pretty much spot on, and you're right, you can't fix the problem with force, but you can't blame the guys who are in the marketplace for doing what they're doing. Many of those guys are doing the best job they possibly can, and even though they're charging a lot of money, they still aren't necessarily raking in a serious amount of dough.
But at the same time, even I'm just projecting here off the guess, but even if the market was propelled 1,000% on what it is now in that particular medical field, they would still have enough more well-to-do who would require their services, but the little guy who still can't afford it out of pocket or at all.
I think you're wrong about that, and we'll look into that. What about the poor people in the free market? I thank you for the call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. We'll hit that coming up.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. And I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. You get on the list, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to visit our friends at SACL CAI. If you've got accounts receivable you need taken care of, they do that and so much more. They collect with respect over at SACL. You can see their banner at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue here, we'll get back right back to the calls in a short moment, but I just wanted to comment a little bit more on what Bill was talking about there in Kentucky, pointing out some really great points that the lack of competition in the medical field really goes a long way to the higher prices that we see, the insanely high prices in many cases of medical services. And of course, we also pointed out that one of the reasons those prices are so high is because of government regulations, because of all the paperwork requirements, because of the restricted access for people to actually become doctors, and the restrictions that are placed on the other medical providers out there, like nurses. They just can't. They're not legally allowed to compete with doctors, and so therefore prices are not driven down. There's just not enough competition to drive prices down. And as far as the innovation side is concerned, the FDA gets in the way. I don't think we touched on this, but the FDA gets in the way of developing these new technologies, and it makes it take decades, whereas it might normally take much less time. It makes it costs a whole lot more money than it would otherwise cost. And so, again, all of these costs have to be recouped. So no wonder medical care is so expensive.
And, you know, his concern was, yes, yes, of course, but doctors will always say that it costs a bunch of money, and the rich people will always get better care than poor people, and the good care will always be out of reach for poor people. And I'd like to make an example. There was a time in this nation when only rich people could have television sets. And then the price came down. Now, the rich people still had better television sets than the middle-class people, but then prices continued to come down. Now, the rich still had better television sets than the middle-class people and the lower-class people.
They still do, yep.
But those people had, you know, television sets. They may have had a 17-inch black and white, but they had them. And they had rabbit ears with tinfoil on them, but they had them. And then, you know, the rich people had better television sets, and they got cable. And then the middle-class people got cable. And then the lower-class people. Now, I dare you, I double dog dare you to find a person who doesn't have two colored televisions in their house. Tell me they're poor. Now you first, they've got to be poor, and they have to have less than two color televisions in their house.
Yeah, good luck finding
that. You know, they've got cable. The fact is, poor people can afford cable. I'm not saying they're not poor. I'm just saying that they can afford cable. They can afford televisions. It's trickled down. And, yes, in medical care, rich people are going to get the best medical care. Currently, only the heads and bodies of rich people are being cryogenically frozen. I don't know whether or not this is better medical care or some kind of crack pottery, but I do know only rich people are getting it. But there will be a time, you know, come a time, either we can extend life out for, you know, some period of time where you don't need to cryogenically freeze people, or middle class people can get their heads cryogenically frozen.
Yeah.
And then poor people, everybody's going to have their head cryogenically frozen in the United States.
That's the way the market works.
And, you know,
early adopters pay a lot.
And it's free markets that allow this to happen. You can look at the restrictive markets in third world countries, and you see that the tin pot dictators, they've got their hands in everything. Well, now our tin pot dictators want their hands in everything more and more. You know, it was free enterprise that built this country, and we need to keep it that way.
I think you're absolutely right on. And just imagine, to use your television example, just imagine what would have happened if the FCC had gotten more involved in the actual creation, the technological side of television, and if they'd stepped in there when color was first coming out, and they say, whoa, we've got the poor people out here now. We've got to be concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to watch these brand-fangled, new, spanking color television sets here. And so we're going to create a new program that's going to be universal color televisions for all. And it's going to cost trillions upon trillions of dollars. Of course, we're going to run out of the voucher coupons right off the bat. But
the
if you wait in line, but if you wait in line for long enough and you fill out the right paperwork, we will get you a color television set. And then, you know, all these restrictions come placed on the color television industry. They're not allowed to innovate without jumping through, you know, a 20-year process. Whoa, you can't be upgrading the sharpness on that television set. You can't be upgrading the resolution. We need to do testing. We need 20 years of testing to make sure this isn't going to hurt the eyes of Americans out there. There could be some damage that's going on. So we're going to test. It's going to cost $1 billion, and we want to make sure these television sets are safe. I know it sounds ludicrous. It sounds absurd. But that's what's going on in the medical industry. The medical industry has been at a virtual standstill because of the government's...
Right. The FDA is put there to save people. It, in fact, kills them because...
They die while they wait.
They're dying while they wait. You know, you can look at the AIDS drugs out there. The fact is the AIDS patients were hiring people to make black market AIDS drugs in order to be able to get them because the FDA held them back, even though they fast-tracked the AIDS drug because... The FDA kills more people than it saves. I know that some snake oil salesman out there is going to sell somebody bottled water instead of, you know, the cure for cancer. I know it's true. As a matter of fact, there's probably somebody out there that would sell them rat poison instead of the cure for cancer. However, that person would be guilty of a crime, and that person should have to restitute the person he hurt.
Well, the snake oil salesmen are out there today. They're out there right now doing business. So the FDA doesn't prevent them. It just prevents the legitimate treatments from coming to the marketplace. So the healthcare issue is so in-depth and so deep, we just don't have time to get into all the different aspects, but hopefully we've touched on a number of them there and have pointed out how if healthcare could be more free, like the computer industry or television, prescriptions or cereal. I mean, anything is more free than healthcare. If you just set that market into a more free way, then prices will come down. And, of course, charity can still help out those people on the bottom end that just can't afford it. In the same way that you can get televisions or hamburgers that are of different value, you can get a McDonald's value burger, or you can go to Ruth's Chris and you can have yourself a, you know, $50 hamburger or steak burger or something like that. I don't know if Ruth's Chris actually sells steak burgers, but you know what I'm saying.
I know the Chalet Suzanne in Polk County, Florida, will sell you a $30 hamburger. Or was it 19? Between a $20 and a $30 hamburger.
And there will never be the day, thank goodness, when all hamburgers will be the same and everyone will pay the exact same price for hamburgers. I don't want to see that day. I like being able to treat myself to the $50 hamburger once a year.
Right, and everybody
like
gets the same value, you know, has to pay the, you know, they pay the same, they all get the same type of hamburger. Everybody gets the same mediocre, crappy hamburger. You know, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Let's talk to Enemy of the State in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Enemy of the State, going once. Hey, you're on the air.
Got me?
Yep, you're on. Go.
Okay, thanks. I was listening to the whole horse stealing tragedy there.
Yeah.
And I also read the comments in the paper there by Mr. Travis, and he said that, you know, it's a legitimate function of the government to take people's animals if they're abusing them, and I kind of wanted to call and clarify on that a little bit. And I think actually, and I think you actually even said that you would support a free market institution of some sort or another that would take people's animals in the instance they're abusing them.
I think if you've got a neighbor who's out in the backyard beating his dog with a whip, I wouldn't object to somebody coming and rescuing that dog. I don't think many people would.
Okay. I want to start with the premise that animals are property. Would you agree with that?
I agree. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if I agree absolutely. I do agree that animals are property, but I would like to say that I think that there's a certain responsibility and ownership of that animal to take care of it.
Yeah, sure, of course. A moral obligation.
Okay. A moral obligation. Thank you.
Go ahead with your point.
Okay, so if you start now talking about that property can be taken away because someone deems, you know, you use the term abuse, but there's a lot of someone who's against meat could claim that a farmer, by raising animals to kill them, is abusing them.
Right, so it probably wouldn't be a good idea for you as a meat eater to move into a neighborhood full of vegetarians.
Right.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and hopefully there will be some kind of overarching agreements that would help precipitate this, that, you know, for instance, if you move into a neighborhood, you're not allowed to beat your dog. That could be part of the neighborhood association agreement. Like,
sounds like a big agreement.
Don't hurt anybody. I don't know, Mark, I'm just trying to come up with something that might satisfy somebody like him. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Not going to give you the numbers because the lines are loaded up here. We'll try to sneak your calls in here in the remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away to you, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that easily by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and helping bring new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That again is amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks too, like access to the amp only call in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details await you at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Bob in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob. Bob, Montana, going once. Bob in Montana, going twice. Let's try instead Dan in Texas. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Dan in Texas. Do we have Dan? Let's try our side and talk to the amp line where Scott is on the line in Canada. Scott, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was thinking today about an example of how the free market is, of course, better than the government system we have. And recently, my wife had a court date in a town about an hour away from us.
Okay.
And we had a terrible storm like the night before, and the roads were like ice, and cars ended up in the ditch all over the place. And so she decided, well, should I go? And, you know, I better go. And so she started to leave our little town, and she ended up in the ditch right away.
Oh, no.
And so she called the court and said, look, I can't make it today, blah, blah. So they told her, oh, court is closed today. It'll be rescheduled. So the only way she found that out was by calling them. Now, they would have had people. This was a little town, sort of a central town where people from all over the place would come.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people showed up that day for court not knowing that it was canceled? Now, today I had a dentist appointment. I asked them, you know, if something happened where the dentist couldn't make it in, and, like, what would you do? Would you just let people show up and tell them they couldn't, you know, reschedule? And they said, no, we would call everybody and let them know. And then,
certainly,
you know, reschedule.
Right, because they could lose you as a customer. If they treated you like crap, like the government
exactly.
does, they could lose your business. Whereas
and
the government doesn't care.
A little example of the difference. Yeah, exactly. A company that cares about its customers and one that there's only people that are going to do it, like, you know, the monopoly court system. They don't give a crap.
Right. So, if you're a dentist,
put that out there.
You're absolutely right. If your dentist was the only dentist in town and no one else could start up any dental businesses in, you know, the nearest 500-mile radius, then he might act that way, too.
Right. He wouldn't have any incentive
that's
to
right.
be a good dentist.
Exactly. So it's the same situation.
And that's what you have with government.
Thanks
no incentive to be a good government.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue here, and we will talk to let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
The guy from Florida, Lou, I think he get me straight if I'm wrong. I think he wanted to protect everybody from losing money. I think he wanted to regulate everything so nobody would lose a penny in the market. Is that about right?
I couldn't say for sure. He just believes that the marketplace is criminal, that Wall Street is criminal. And I think Lou has a lot of experience in Wall Street and it being criminal. But, you know, I guess he wants to protect people from that aspect.
Right. Well, the whole idea the government could protect, the government, which is a criminal organization, could protect people from the market. I mean, they're regulated by the state in the first place. They're working hand in hand with the government. I mean, these guys, they try to make it look like they aren't working together. Like, well, we're going to regulate you. You better look out. But in the back, you know, in the back room, they're actually shaking hands with one
right.
another saying, ha, we're keeping those
it's
other guys,
guys
out of the game.
They're giving the politicians money in the first place. And then we're supposed to believe this dog and pony show where the politicians say, well, that's it. You guys have you've been naughty. We're going to have to regulate you, as though they're putting in these regulations that are really going to stop these guys from doing what it is they want to do.
Right.
I mean, it's the money that drives the machine. Follow the money if you want to see the crime.
Bill, your thoughts?
Well, if Lou believes that they're all crooked, I tend to believe Lou. In that case, there are a lot of crooks. But then the good thing about that is eventually they're caught, and most of them, hopefully, like Bernie, good old Uncle Bernie, he gets to go to jail.
Yeah. One guy goes to jail out of all of them, and, you know, that's currently what you have. You know, the fact is, if Wall Street's full of crooks, then the government's full of crooks, right? Like, it would
right.
just. Why is Wall Street the only place in the world where the crooks go?
Well,
obviously,
I don't think
men,
all
who
crooks,
seek,
you know.
Men who seek power, you know, going to be of the same personality sort or similar to men who are seeking money. So, and, you know, they're going to work hand in hand. So, Washington's full of criminals, too. Why is it that we trust the criminals in Washington to stop the criminals on Wall Street in New York City?
I don't
what
trust them.
What kind of crazy system
well,
is that?
If the fox is guarding the chicken coop, I guess.
And we've been doing it forever. It's, you know, it's amazing how people just think this is going to work this time.
Oh, you know what, Mark? We just need to elect the right people, and they'll put them all in the line.
We
they'll
got some
teach
change coming
for.
On now, baby. I got the audacity of hope.
Thanks, Bill, for the
okay,
call tonight. Let's talk to Steve, listening in Montana, the KGEZ. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve? Steve in Montana, going once. Do we have Steve in Montana going
yes.
twice? Hello,
Hello,
Steve.
Hello.
Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey.
Steve.
Hey, I wonder what our Kentucky man would think. I was just a mechanic, and I had a 54 Cadillac. I had a 69 Jaguar. I had a 59 Rolls-Royce Jaguar that I used to loan to those guys to go out to dinner. Serious. They borrowed my car.
The doctors
and
would buy
I was
your car?
Just the mechanic, you know. They sat down one time with us and brought some beers, and the four of us had an awful interesting conversation. I didn't know one but the radiologist, who used to be a doctor, and that's why he became a radiologist, that liked what he was doing. They all hated what they were having to do.
Hmm.
In fact, the one guy...
when you say, Steve, hold on. When you say they hated what they were having to do, do you mean they were hating what they had to do in order to run their business, like all
yeah,
the regulations?
Yeah, process the number of people to pay the overhead, to pay the
yeah.
insurance, to pay the staff. To
they didn't get into the healthcare
rules,
field
the
to push
papers.
The rules
were bad rules, and that's why
yeah.
the radiologist got out of and went back to school for several more years. And he actually enjoyed what he was doing because he didn't have the pressure. And they get called at 2 a.m. to deliver babies, and people don't pay. And, you know, I mean, it just goes on.
Yeah.
But
well, they didn't get into that business to fill out a bunch of paperwork. I can tell you that most of the people that got into healthcare that I've known in my life have gotten in because they want to help people, and then they find out that in order to give people the help they're looking for, they've got to jump through those regulatory hoops that are just endless.
They're literally endless. So, you know, it's kind of they don't want to do it that way. in the majority of the cases, but
there are some
rock in the hard spot, you know.
Yeah, there are some though that will refuse the Medicare money, and there are some that will even refuse insurance money and operate as a cash basis only. But they're very few and far between. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. As always, good to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have an observation I'd like to share.
By all means, sir.
I think this downfall of the United States is, for me, is wonderful to watch.
Why is that?
I am enjoying the ride.
What do you mean by that? Can you explain?
Oh, sure.
Is this Dr. Evil poisoning
our food. They are, you know, they are taking all the houses from people in foreclosure. People are losing their houses.
Now, whose food is getting poisoned?
Poisoning the water.
Your food is poisoned where you are? Because mine tastes good.
Does it? You ever looked at what's in the ingredients?
Not really.
No, I'm sure you haven't. I can tell.
Yeah. Mark, you do that stuff, though. You look at the ingredients.
I do.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff in there, yeah, especially in your toothpaste.
Yeah, toothpaste is poisoning, though, huh?
It's actually really wonderful to watch. All these people running around with their arms in the air and everybody screaming and crying the blues and the government and, oh, my God, they're taking my house and I have no money. And it's wonderful to watch. And I'm really enjoying watching this happen.
Doesn't that sound kind of evil to you?
No, not at all, because, you know, 200 years ago, they did the same thing to all the native peoples, you know.
Oh.
They killed all their food, they, you know, destroyed their shelters, and they took their homes.
Well,
and,
that's, you know, it wasn't them, because they weren't around 200 years ago. The people that you're,
around comes around.
The misery that you're enjoying right now isn't, they're not the same people.
Entirely fair. Like, I haven't killed any native people or burned down their houses.
No, but now you're going to take a beating for it.
You're telling me that these people are collecting the karma that was put out there by the people that were alive back then? That doesn't make much sense.
What kind of evil god would do
that? It works, isn't it?
No, it doesn't.
That would be an evil god that would dish out karma on someone for something they didn't do.
I guess it depends what god you're looking at, man, isn't it?
Well, okay. Well, how about Native Americans that fought each other in wars that were unjust? Were they then getting the karma for that when the white guys came over and came after them?
Well, you know what? I don't think that they took each other's land and put up a fence and had a Bible in one hand and a gun in the other and said, if you come on my land, I'll kill you.
You're ate up with hate, man.
Thanks for
the
call.
The best thing for you is forgiveness. Like, I understand the things that happened to Indians were bad, but there's nobody alive today that did it. And, like, the hate that you have in your heart is not accomplishing anything.
Taking pleasure in the plight of others is not going to help you out at all. Anyway, we'll see you Monday night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you...